Now, back to the Jack and Tom Show on 1320 WILS.
Welcome back. Jack Ebling here with Tom Crawford, the Jack and Tom Show, 1320 WILS. Tom, we're switching roles. You went to Comerica Park with your buddies.
Yeah, 2 weeks
and,
ago.
When they were, Maglio when Ordonez's were, ankle broken.
And the Tigers
nice
were
job.
Still in the race then. I knew it was going to happen. They're going to tailspin. Let's go down there when they're still in the hunt. And now you're going down there tonight with your high school friends. And they're what, nine games out?
Nine out.
Nine out and a couple
and
below
500. They were leading just before the All-Star break, right? They were in front in that division, Scott. And now look what's happened.
You know what?
What?
Doesn't matter now because it's August. It's football.
Yeah. Once we're into August, Tom, could not care less.
When I think about Major League Baseball, and this is what's strange about the sport, once football comes, I forget about baseball. And, you know, maybe 2006 was different, but I mean, when you think about it, when the Tigers are not in it, I mean, it's like shoved at a bat. Fred Heumann, obviously, is still all over it, but I don't focus on Major League Baseball when the Tigers are out of it once football starts, do you? I'm willing to bet if you, any of our listeners or anybody in Michigan, you know, it's even, they'll talk Lions before they'll talk Tigers.
Here's a guy who's going to talk Lions. Let's go out to our phones and bring in Todd H. Hello, Todd.
Hi, guys. How are you? So Maglio Ordonez's injury is because of the curse of the Crawford, huh?
Yeah,
that's it.
Right.
Hey, Tom, why don't you head over to D'Antonio's practice later today?
No, I don't want to have any injury happen.
No, I'm with you. Oh, do you smell the fall air, fellas?
Yeah.
It's time. Tom, you're right. I've been following the Tigers so closely. I'm sure I would be still if they were doing well. But watching the Detroit Mud Hens gets a little tough.
But you know when you watch once the NFL starts and then you see a baseball game in September, it just seems weird. And it means this is so irrelevant. This is so non-consequential when I see it because football is already underway and it's all that counts.
Yeah, I agree. And it is underway. Everyone's practicing now. We have preseason games coming up. Let the games begin. Do we have a prediction for the Lions this year, Jack?
6-10.
Wow.
What do you think?
I just said 6-8 wins. He's going 6-10. You're sticking with that?
Yeah.
I think I said 7-9, so I think we're all right there.
Yeah, it's progress. And
Now, you're going to be glued to the Hall of Fame game here. You've got the Cowboys-Bengals.
I just got off the phone with my bookie on taking the Bengals with the points.
You know what? Everybody be watching that game because it's the first football. You know, we're going to date ourselves when I talk about this, but you remember the game that I always remember I look forward to, the first official game was what was called the College All-Star game when the College All-Stars would play the Super Bowl or the NFL champion. Yes. Remember that?
Yeah.
That was always the first.
Until the Dolphins played. They were the last.
Yeah, that was always it was at Soldier Field.
Yeah.
And that
I'm
was.
Assuming you're talking to Jack on that one.
Yeah, Tom. I'm talking, because
you know what? I can go back further than that because it was one of the first football games I remember when the Lions won the championship in 57. I told you that was the first football game I ever went to. The next game they played was against the College All-Stars.
Did they win?
They lost.
Oh, you're kidding me. They lost
to the College All-Stars.
Are you
Bobby
kidding me?
Mitchell? Played for the Redskins. Yeah, he was a former Illinois star. And the All-Stars beat him.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. They're one of just a couple of teams that ever lost.
Yeah. And Todd Age is saying, why are you guys talking about something that happened 50 years ago?
No. Hey, fellas, it was in honor of, before I forget, in honor of Tom's birthday this last week, I went to the college store at the Westwood Mall in Jackson.
Yeah.
I purchased 2 Grand Valley State T-shirts, one for Jack, one for Tom.
Perfect.
Tom, I'm going to drop it off at your work this week.
Oh, I'd be happy to wear that.
Nice.
In fact, I'm going to go one step further than that.
What's that?
All right, Tom, I want us to pick a day. And because of the way the schedules work out, Scott pointed this out, that Michigan and Michigan State are either home the same weekend or they're on the road the same
October
weekend.
October 23rd, you're talking about one, right?
We're going to find a day, and we're going to go, and we're going to see a small college football game. Grand Valley's not small college, but we're going to go see a game that does not involve Division 1A football. And you should do that anyway. You should.
Well,
see
we
got a
visit. Herb Haygood is
going
to have my son up for
maybe
the Saginaw Valley Wednesday game on October 30th because Michigan plays at night at Penn State that night.
Okay, perfect. So you can do that during the day.
That's on the 30th. And also the 23rd, Michigan is idle. They're off that. On
the they 23rd, were idle a lot the last 2 years. But
on the 23rd, MSU plays at Northwestern. On the 30th, they play at Iowa. So both.
There you go.
Okay, we're going to find a day we can do that. State for a game.
What's the Grand Valley environment like over there?
You know, a lot of times they play at night. I think every home game is at night. It starts at 7, which is good and which is bad. I still have some buddies that I went to school with there that still live around there, so I'll just crash there if I go.
Well, if we go to Grand Valley, will we get to see the statue of Todd Jones?
No. No. You can go to the old wrestling room, though. It's still open. It's still available.
All right, Todd. Thanks so much for the call.
Todd.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, have you been to a Grand Valley game?
I've not. Never been to a Grand Valley game. I'd like to go.
You know, that's a big school now. Oh, there's over 20,000,
and there are a lot of local kids who are there now.
Right, to play football.
Yeah,
Reggie Williams.
Yeah, that's considered.
How's he doing?
Well, we'll find out. I mean, he's
going we got to check up on some of these kids, see how they're doing.
They're doing as they come through fall practice. And we should do an update on that, Scott. I think that we should go back and find as many of the local kids who are playing prominent roles at those schools. It wouldn't be that tough to do. Sports information directors could tell us, and we'll do an update on all the local
guys. And there's
guys.
A lot of local kids that are playing D3.
Yeah.
East Lansing's got a lot of kids down at Albion.
They got some at Kalamazoo. I mean, they got them all over the place.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's great.
Yeah.
If that's what happens with Cody, God bless him. You know, whatever happens. If he has a chance to play college football, it's an experience he won't regret.
Well, I think, yeah, it's a great. I've never been to a non-D1 college football game.
You know what? I still chuckle about this because I could sit over in a press box in Kalamazoo, and I would be watching the game there. I was doing PA at the time because they recruit the parents to do all kinds
of
stuff. Yeah.
That's kind of refreshing.
Yeah. So I'm doing the PA, and my eyes keep turning over to Waldo Stadium because I can see two games at once. So I can see the Broncos.
You can actually see the stadium?
Oh, yeah,
they are.
Game.
I was down there a year ago.
Right across the highway.
That's a great environment. Kalamazoo is a nice town. It got big hills and everything. It's pretty nice down there. Waldo Stadium is impressive.
Yeah. It's a nice place.
Yeah, so you could see both games.
Michigan State will probably wind up playing there. They're going to play all these MAC teams on the road.
You think Hollis is going to take them down to Kalamazoo?
He's taking them to Eastern Michigan. That's what I want to see.
No, he's not doing that.
No, I don't think so.
Hollis has taken them up to Mount Pleasant for 2012.
Yeah.
Wow. I mean, I was up there for that one-day camp. I'm looking at the stadium. I go, the ticket demand will be off the scale.
Yeah.
People will be sitting on the grass.
35,000 max, right?
30, isn't
30?
It? 30? Yeah.
I was going to say if you had them hanging from buildings and
I mean it's a nice
situation,
and you can go from the football building through the tunnel into the stadium. It's a nice layout. Central's got it going on. And they got the new basketball facility, but I'm trying to envision all the demand for these tickets. It'll be a Michigan State crowd, but the Central fans will be into
it. You know what though? I heard there are a ton of tickets left at Ford Field for that Florida Atlantic game. I mean, you can go in there and get great tickets right now.
Yeah, Florida Atlantic. I mean, what kind of demand for that? How much fervor is going to be created Michigan State playing Florida Atlantic?
I don't know.
At least it's
Howard Schnellenberger.
You know, one thing good about that game.
What?
Air conditioning. Those September games are hot. You have to deal with it.
You don't like those. You like 52 degrees.
52, partly cloudy, 70% clouds, 30% sunshine, winds under 10. I'm all about it.
All right, we'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
Angel in a big house.
Angelique Shengelis of the Detroit News reporting live from Watkins Glen.
Yeah, it was a rock concert up there one time.
This is the last we're going to get from her in auto racing, I would guess, right?
Oh,
and is she going to cover the chase?
We ain't talking no auto racing with Angelique.
We'll talk Michigan football. We'll be back in just a couple of moments. Jack Ebling here with Tom Crawford. The Jack and Tom Show on 1320 WILS.